Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, August 20th, 2026. My yeah. Lord, that's a fast-ass month, guys.
Yeah, it was.
That's a fam.
I gotta take a little coffee swig real quick. I call it a little reflux on the way up. And
ooh. God, you know, I had that for like 6 months, and the doctor gave me some medicine. I took it. It was this mix that I had to mix with like water and drink it. And after like a month and a half,
it went away.
Gone.
Nice.
Never had it again. It was awful.
Just
disgusting.
Off of one mix.
No, I did it. I did that mix for like 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And never had the issues anymore. But that was the precursor to my first seizure.
Oh.
That same summer.
So you think the acid reflux kind of balanced out the flips?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That was a wild-ass summer. At first, I saw, these are just sour belches.
Oh, God. Yeah. Dude, when you're around somebody that has those... They really do stink.
Yeah. Sour belches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I can imagine what they taste like.
Sour.
It's the equivalent of a bathtub fart.
Mm.
Oh, those are rough, too.
You tasted that?
No.
Well, look.
I mean,
can't take everything.
He did fall asleep face down in the tub. And I farted.
You never French kissed anybody on the sour
Wait
burn?
Wait a minute. Were we in the tub together?
What are we doing
it's
in the tub?
It's a hot tub.
It's a big ass tub.
Yeah, it was a 10 man.
It's got to be at least a 3, man.
Toto was there as well.
It's a nice tub.
If we're both in it, you got to account for the water displacement and the gay rate factor.
That's true. Like that was, man. That was, oh boy, that brings back tons of memories of everybody. Like, did you ever have so many people? And maybe it wasn't so many people, but it was just large people in your pool that the water literally was level with the sun deck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, man.
Especially if you had a cheap pool that you didn't have a deck to it, and it was just one of those Walmart pop-up pools.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that. I mean, them things, God.
I remember my dad saying, we got a pool. I'm like, nice, really? You got a pool since the last weekend I wasn't there?
You remember the people where I used to live in Easley?
Oh, yeah.
The people beside there had one of those pools for like 10 years. I have no idea how the hell it kept standing. They kept it up year round.
I know you're talking about, too. I remember you signed the petition. You wanted to change the name from Saluda to God, but you didn't.
Oh, my God.
I know exactly who you're talking about, though.
You're awful.
Pool's still forever.
I would, it would be Saluda Dern Road.
Right near the old Biko's house. Shout out.
Oh, man. I'm bringing back memories.
You're so clever.
While are somewhat pleasant, they're really dastardly awful, too.
I just,
you know.
I'm always going to remember the pressure washing of the boots.
Yeah.
That's where that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't last long.
It ripped them off.
Well, you tried.
Here's the question I ask years later. Did that cause the divorce? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Was the pressure washer that good, or was her leather boots not so good? Because this was years prior to Timu.
That's and, a great question. Were they A-Saint-Laurent?
They might have been pleather. No, they were not A-Saint-Laurent.
Were they Givenchy boots?
Not in 03, they were not.
Givenchy.
Actually, that was pre-03. That's, ooh. Yeah, that was pre-03.
Were they pleather?
It had to have been. Leather. It tore right through.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's a little mud all over your boots here. I'll clean that off while I'm pressure washing the home.
It's the time I was a kid and I got moccasins in Cherokee. I'm like, nice, I'm going to wear these to school. Because I saw somebody else have moccasins, but these were not the kind you wear outside. Because they didn't have soles on them.
No,
like bedroom
man.
Slippers.
Like, bedroom stupid. Slippers at best.
They're like, this is dumb.
But like, to think about, like, really, that's what they wore. Like, they were wearing like leather socks with little beads on them.
First off,
think about this. Think of the first guy. It had to have been a chief or somebody. That the first guy that started adorning his leather socks with little beads. I bet a lot of them were calling him, you know, bad words and stuff behind his back. He gay. He take it up butt. Things.
That's his name.
Because he had.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, not name. Like sexually. I meant like, you know, the fight.
Dances with boys.
Jesus.
Right. Dances with boys.
That's a good one.
You're welcome.
We have a new name for you.
Right.
Takes up dumper. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't get beat up for dressing like a maggot.
Right, yeah.
The other
guy, what they call him in the military.
The other guy had moccasins, but he had soles on his.
Right.
They were Minnetonka moccasins.
So they have, the sole is, I know what a sole of a shoe is, but like, are they like rubber?
Oh, yeah, thick rubber.
God, I was going to say, because think about though, you know, the beads aside. When Native American men were Native American men, they were not wearing beads on their feet. But just think about running around wearing leather socks outside all the time. Pretty much, I know they made I'm going by the historical narrative. I know they didn't just live in lean-tos and freaking teepees
like wigwams.
I'm not dumb. That's stupid history that's taught. But even if they did. They're just sitting up there wearing freaking this cow that they just slaughtered. They put its skin on their feet. Nobody thought that was weird.
Dude, I can't. No opinions back then.
Even
no
leather gloves. You're putting your hand up a cow.
You still could.
There you are.
This is reminding me of how I used to make shoes as a kid. I forgot all about it.
You were a cobbler.
He was a crafty kid.
Oh, my God.
I had one show me how to do it.
A cobbler?
My mom used to work at a company called J.H. Cook. They were on Markley Street.
Yeah.
They supplied all the cobblers in the area. It was a shoe supply store.
Whoa.
So when I would go to work with her sometimes in the summer, the manager, Mike, cool guy.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike Wallace?
Money maker.
Still around. Show me how to make a shoe. So I would sit there and just like make my own shoe and just like, you know.
Did you get one shoe or shoes?
Well, somewhere? I mean, it's like you start with one, but you never really finish because it was kind of a complicated process.
And you hope the next time they teach you, they give you not two right shoes.
I guess. I'm like,
was it like
he's like, here's all the stuff.
Like a sneaker or was it like a dress shoe?
This would have been more like a dress shoe because they had. Well, I mean, I could have made whatever. They had all the parts.
Think about that. So that's 90s, right?
Yep.
So your mom worked at a place in a somewhat small town that made shoe supplies for cobblers in town.
What's up, Joyce? There's no way Joyce
is still
with us.
I mean, think about that. Like,
yeah.
God.
This is when Markley, there was nothing on Markley Street.
Are there cobblers still? I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. Two that I can think of right now.
That's all they do is just repair shoes.
Yeah.
My God.
Cost $100.
Jesus.
In high school, I took a pair of my Tims to the cobbler because the sole was coming off.
Yeah.
$100. He probably just glued it or whatever. I could have done it, but
shoe glue.
I try to keep the cobblers in business.
Actually, there's one of those guys that like sitting there and, you know.
Leather stitches.
Or he fell asleep and these little tiny people came out at night and fixed your shoe. You remember that cartoon? It was freaking weird as hell.
Oh, what if
Pinocchio is.
It wasn't Pinocchio. Well, yeah, but like this was when this old man, he worked on shoes, a cobbler. And at night, he would fall asleep in these little tiny, I don't think they were mice.
Dwarves?
Dwarves or something that lived in his walls came out.
And
they were little people, and they would fix the shoes while he slept at night. He'd wake up in the morning and go, oh,
that's so nice.
Dude.
It's weird. It could easily be a horror movie as well.
That's why I was thinking the creepy cobbler. Mm. Just take those shoes off so I can smell them real good first, and I'll tell you what's wrong with them.
He makes your shoes and then takes your soles.
Oh, my God.
Dude, soles. You get it?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Insoles, too. We're talking about the regular soles.
Oh, my God.
Did I get some new fat laces? They used hair. The shoelaces are made of hair.
Ew.
Yeah, bush hair and regular head hair. With some bush shoelaces.
He's leaving. Wait a minute.
Anything, like
just follow the shoelace. It's one long shoelace.
Yeah, come on.
Follow
come
the on, shoelace. Buddy. That's where he's at. He's leaving. It's the equivalent of breadcrumbs.
A bloody shoelace. Buddy. Left on the floor.
First off, Hansel and Gretel, you morons. What if the animals followed you there and ate all your food? You dumb kids.
I thought that's
you
what happened.
You deserve to be eaten by a witch. No. Or whatever happened in that movie. They
I
burned the
they
house
killed
down?
Her.
Is that a 2020 Nike Shock?
There it is. Leave it here, kid. I'll give it back to you soon.
Quit sniffing the insole, sir.
Shoe sniffer.
That's creepy.
He's putting, Mama, he's putting the tongue of my shoe on his tongue of his mouth.
Ew.
He's got a foot fetish, sounds like Matthew.
I gotta make sure it's still gonna fit there, buddy.
His is triple wide.
Oh, Eli Roth. Do the creepy cobbler. He's done the ice cream, man. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's out.
Ice cream, man. I haven't seen that either.
That's where the kids eat the ice cream and they all turn into zombies or whatever. He said it's really violent.
I can imagine.
I heard him talk about it.
I
and
like
that's
it.
The new get is the kids. Like that was like a no-no for years. I mean, I know actresses, but you know, generally, like a child's life being taken in a movie had to be a drama or you know, like a thriller. It could never be just a horror movie. No more.
Not
they got
no more.
The Frightener or whatever. What was that movie? That weird one, we all said, hey, we'll watch this. The guy had a weird mask, and it was all about awful pedophilia murders. It's awful.
Oh.
It was a Peacock movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was freaking weird. Now it's like all the that one movie where the kids ran out of their house in the middle of the night. Everything's kids, and I don't like it. Let's make some.
I didn't like that one.
How about a haunted nursing home? How fun. A haunted nursing home. They wake up one morning, all the birds in the bird sanctuary are dead.
Yeah. Which Halloween was that? Was that 5?
God bless. Is it really?
One where he was in the... That wasn't a nursing home.
No, it was this insane asylum.
Yeah. Was it 3? It was 3 or 5. I can't remember.
Check out the insane asylum at Mad World.
I didn't like the last two.
He financed Eli, who's been on the show before, financed himself this movie.
Really?
Well, you fans, you could buy a stake in it, too. But they raised $5 million and made it. So now I guess they'll keep all the profits.
I was going to say, like, what do you get back for that? You get your name in the credits?
I guess. I'm like, look, I need some back-end points.
They better promise a trailer at the end of the credits because ain't nobody going to sit there and watch it.
Is you going to – I don't know if you got – how you going to distribute it, but somebody is.
Distribute. Mm-hmm. How you going to distribute it? Oh, man. Like the – the haunted hospitals, good text. Haunted hospitals have been done, but like, I mean, like a haunted nursing home, and it turns out it's the quiet, old, unassuming woman that no one would have ever suspected.
Let me double check this before I say it, but it might have been done. Yeah. Let me look and see.
There are no new ideas.
No, they I'm even used the grandparents as bad people before. So.
Yeah, that one where like the guy wakes up and his grandma's walking down the hall like all creepy, weird. Oh, God. There's something so menacing about any person or animal standing at the end of a flickering hallway just staring at you. I don't give a damn if it's the cutest. I don't care if it's a cherub. Just floating there with big old fat cheeks and a heart. And it's just, well, it'd be floating. Let's say he's standing. Cloud's not there. He's just sitting there staring at you. That's creepy as crap, man.
Stuff.
Edgy.
Anything. What's something cute? Like a little Care Bear standing there looking at you.
Oh, okay, that was
and then all of a sudden he pulls out a butcher knife, starts running down there like Chucky. Mm. Screw that noise. I'm kicking the crap out of that bear.
I thought the movie I was thinking of took place in a nursing home. It did not. It was called The Granny. But it says 4 other movies have, including a Bubba Hotep, which I've heard of and haven't seen it.
Mm.
And
someone was texting in saying, The Home.
The Home, The Home.
The Home.
I don't see that one, but The Manners on here, Old People, Late Phases. Don't know that movie either.
Well,
but still, I mean, you could look.
Darn it.
Stuff's been, you know, it's been done. You got to reuse it.
Yeah.
You know, do it again.
What about at a waste management facility? I'm seeing what thought about that. Like, dude, why does it stink so much more this summer here at the waste management facility?
Dude, that's the tagline on the poster. What? Well, it's going to stink a lot more this summer. Because that's when it comes out.
Yeah. This summer stinks.
Summer reeks.
Oh, yeah.
Reeks. That's a better word, yes.
Your son
hard
reeks.
To read, though. I don't know if people read that word and know what it's, you know, it's one of those where it's like, ah, it doesn't read as it says.
Oh, that was stupid.
This summer's gonna be, guys, why does it stink so much here? Are people eating like more international foods or something? It's drugs, maybe, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's needles out there, yeah, and old syringes, and AIDS needles.
The drone overlooks the doo-doo pond, and you see dead bodies floating in there. They just can't see them from eye level.
Yeah.
Landfill, but his name is like F-H-I-L.
Yes.
One L, not twos.
P-H-I-L.
All right, we're hashing, you know, we're throwing stuff.
This is just a brainstorming session.
Sesh.
Oh, we're on now. We're on the air.
You mentioned drones and...
Drones.
I saw a thing on the news that said somebody taught their drones how to play tag. So they just follow each other around and play tag. And,
yeah, isn't it great? You can make things now. I mean, you know what, without really any education, you can make things. And this is what happens. You know. Meanwhile, though, we look at the smart Asians and what they do with them. They made funny little signs up in the air and stuff. I mean, you know, they'd make a dove floating around. We're for peace.
Okay.
Laser Sheen, do you remember my favorite drone story? Because we're at the 28 hour.
Oh, boy.
What's the this new drone?
Oh, yeah.
Tell it the way you tell it with the good details, man, because it's a great
this
story.
Sad.
The sucker brings his drone out. He's flying it around the whole arena. It's like, look at this, guys. And
pretty
you can see
cheap
it.
Drones.
Yeah, this is a good one. You can see the camera. I'm like, oh, man, this is cool. And he would, you know, he let a couple people fly it. You could tell he didn't really want to, but, you know, if you pressed him hard enough. It's like the guy who used to have his Segway out there. He wouldn't let me use it, but, you know.
Why?
He let other people use it.
You were on a Segway 1 year, because I have video of you spinning around.
Yeah.
That was pretty AI, I'll tell you.
I can't remember if it was that one or if it was when Turtle Lane Huey had his. But the one guy wouldn't let me on it.
Yeah.
He wanted to show off, but the drone guy is flying it around.
I didn't want to touch that drone because he'd already said it was a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I don't know how to do this. I'd rather not.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Some kid comes up with the parent. I guess, you know, he was going to let the kid work a couple of the controls, but the kid grabs the drone flicker.
Ooh.
And is running it around, and then, you know, it's coming around the corner and just makes like a sharp beeline. Ooh. Right toward the roof. And that sucker shattered into...
A good 10 pieces.
I bet birds thought it was another 9/11 happening to the Masakura Wellness Room.
I wonder if the parents offered to help them.
I thought the kid was going to mess himself.
I've never seen a parent grab their kid faster and walk away in my life.
He tried to find a way to get out of there. He
pulled his arm out of socket.
The kid apologized, but obviously he's not going to, you know, bitch at a kid. But the dad was trying to get the kid away.
But, like, the guy who was just being nice.
It was destroyed.
I mean, because he was, like, from far away, too. I mean, he wasn't just, I think he drove, like, an hour or so. Brought this,
just a crash.
Like, real nice drone before you could buy him at Sam's, you know.
He did come from far away.
Yeah.
He had a bowl haircut, and he said, look at my drone.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
He was taking a lot of pictures.
The sucker's about to get destroyed.
But it was a monumental moment.
Yeah.
And that kid...
We laugh like hell too.
Pardon me, sir. Can I drive your airplane?
Maybe he's the one that took the dump in the camper without the water, and then he got us back.
The kid.
I don't blame him.
It's just like problem child. Just
no, the mom junior? Was trying to hide once the kid crashed the drone, and she's like, "Well, I gotta take a dump while I'm in here.
You stay in here until it's time for you to get out."
Oh
child.
No water child. Service.
I can't believe it was just one person. If one person saw that one, then they're like, you know what? Somebody else already did it. Might as well contribute to the pile.
Man,
here.
That is, oh.
Might as well throw in on the pot.
I would be gagging doing that.
somebody else did it?
No, if I had, like, if it's like, oh my God, I still have to go, I couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't go on if I knew people were in there.
No,
like, it's like somebody already used it, but
there's
no water.
Someone already went, there's no water, but you still have to go, and there's no water.
So yeah, he wouldn't cover
it. I couldn't.
It's lingering in there, but yours might cancel out whatever's already
Here's
in
the
there.
The thing, though, you ever seen a tree fall in the freaking creek? like a tree limb fall, you get a big splish splash.
If I'm
sitting there passing a log, I don't want to get somebody else's river splish splash on my ass.
That's good.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
My daddy enjoyed this song.
It's a great song.
I forgot it, and so I looked at it and saw that I had this too.
Oh my God.
It's Bill.
What? God, you need to be exercised. That sounds just like the original. Yeah. I can't tell the difference.
He was up there doing the shakes too, like.
Like, bring Vince Neil out already and let him do it.
Oh,
he's probably. You know, point to his band. Hey, you got to take over for a second. Because I think his brother or whatever, he's got like 20 brothers.
And so Eddie Murray.
He's taking over while you just, I'm going to use some of these scrims real quick or whatever.
Is there a Mari Murray?
God, probably.
Yeah, Furry Murray maybe, yeah.
Just regular Murray. James S. That's who was up there with him singing.
James S. I had to actually say it to get the joke. That's great. You can't say his full middle name on the radio. It's real
can't
bad.
Do it.
Bad word.
It's time to catch up with old Murr and talk to him in a while.
Yeah.
What are you up to? I haven't seen the show in a while either, though. So.
Yeah, man. It's. I'm sure he hasn't listened to us either, so we're probably equal. It's probably fine.
You don't know that. Oh,
come on, man.
It is true. Every once in a while. I'm not putting this down, but like when one of our like famous friends will text something about the show, I'm like, God, that's awesome. Because they don't even live here anymore, you know? I was like, that's awesome.
It sucks when you get noticed the other way, like what happened to me yesterday.
Oh.
What happened? Somebody recognized that sexy voice?
You're the guy from my beard oil. I recognize
you. Hey, man. I'm wearing you right now.
Smell my beard. I smell just like you, fat boy.
I went to GAHLAY.com. Why? Way? God dang it.
LA Way? She's thinking of LA weight loss.
Wow.
I went to Galway and got my oil.
Don't forget the investment that I've spent on fatboyscouts.com.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one.
That one flows a lot better and goes right to you.
Well, this was a Polish named sandwich shop
close
by. And I go in there to get a big Cinnabon, but I'm a little short.
You go in there just for a Cinnabon?
Yeah, because I got big ones. Big.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
right up front.
Are you talking about Subway?
No.
Oh.
Polish.
Oh.
There's not many of them around.
Does it rhyme with?
How many did it take to make your sub?
Hot.
It's rhyme with what?
Hot.
Just say it. I mean, are you going to disparage?
That was great.
What?
The team to make the sub.
Oh.
Second, like, there's not a sub shop that short in title.
Okay.
She
said was hot.
Yeah.
Which one were you thinking of?
Schlotzky's.
Is that Polish?
I thought so.
Oh, maybe it is. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's just, it's not enough to rhyme with it. It's like, hey, I don't know.
It should have been a casino at a ski resort. Schlotzky's. Come on, man. Give it to me right now.
Gas station,
baby.
Schlotzky's.
Gas station with flames on it.
Yeah.
Rhymes with snot.
Their bathroom's called the Schlitzky's.
Like,
I gotta go take a Schlitzky, guys. I'll be back in 10.
Like, can you give me more to work with?
Can you get those jalapeno pepper chips, please?
So I get the Cinnabon and I'm short because I realize I'm using the wrong card after a couple times and it's like, you know, rejecting you, like, can't you, or whatever.
You have a card that you use to buy sweets so your wife doesn't know?
No, I got a card that, like, I got two for some reason and I grabbed the wrong one.
Yeah.
And I kept using this, like, error, or whatever. And he's like, hey, aren't you on the radio?
Oh,
no.
I said, no, I used to be, but they sold the station. So I'm not an earthling anymore.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God.
I didn't tell it.
Oh, man.
But I'm not the one that says no.
You thought you were John Boy.
It's not me, man. Shut up.
Which one?
Take my card. I want a big ass cinnamon bun, brother.
You're a big man. Would you like this dollar?
Duh.
Oh my God.
So if he's asking you, he already knows who you are. He knows it's you, so he's kind of setting you up to either
say, "Oh my God, you're Matt Man."
He didn't even say a name. That's the thing. It's like,
hey, don't be ruining my financial status.
He never say a name.
Say who you are at that point.
They just say, are you on the radio? And I'm like, this should be working. Then I looked at him. It's the wrong card. So I swapped it. But either way, for a few seconds there, he probably thought that, I was trying to scam him. Or
oh, yeah.
I didn't have any money.
Did you really lie to him and say you didn't work here anymore?
I used to do that.
Yeah.
But I just now I know if they're saying it, they already know.
I used to say a fake name.
Do you remember what it was?
Mm-hmm. Lori.
No.
It's I don't want to ruin it if you still use it, though.
Oh, you still use it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what was the
name?
Was
it Beth?
God, I'm trying to think. What was the name?
Brittany.
I don't believe you can the truth. You are trying to tell a story that you don't have a plot to.
For some reason, I...
Let's call her Dolores.
Sounds good.
Imelda. One of those. Look.
Can you imagine? Oh, man.
Dolores! It happens to us more now than it used to. So.
Dolores.
It's a good thing, I guess, but
yeah.
It's still, you feel awkward when you get recognized.
Especially when...
especially when your friends don't, hey, man, you... Friends, are you still on the radio? Yeah. Do you not listen?
Oh.
I always say, sure.
What do you do? Buddy, we've known each other for years. Are you still on the radio? God almighty.
I likely won't get back to them, but I had...
start lying to him.
Somebody in my family, not in my immediate, but I'm related to, back around, let's say, Christmas time or whatever. It's always and I get it. You, it's icebreakers for stuff. So it's always this thing. So, how's the radio business going?
So. That's awkward.
Great, man.
I don't know what to tell you.
Sold out commercials, at all-time high ratings, yes. And see, I'm not being demeaning. I swear I'm not being demeaning. But I can't really, what they do for a living, there's no fun questions to really do.
See, I can ask people about their jobs and have some really curious, oh, okay, let me ask you about this. But nobody does that with this one.
Okay, well...
they don't return. I don't get the output that I give.
Let's say that they sell. I'm being very generic. Let's say they sell cardboard boxes.
Okay. Well, hey, good business.
But how's cardboard boxes doing? Everything is digital now. People aren't buying things. You don't have things to put into things. The email. They're not shipping things, huh?
I say, do you use the folding trick that everybody else uses? Do you tape the bottom of the boxes, or does it come already with the perforated?
Well, I guess.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
Maybe. I drive them nuts with questions.
Well,
but nobody does that to me. So why am I giving so much output?
See, I get the opposite. So what do y'all do during the commercials? I don't know. What do you do when Tony takes a piss during the 10:15 break?
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
I mean,
run around the building?
I guess the biggest question, or the question I got the most,
was... We streak sometimes, Paige, yes. Right.
People would say, how do you know what to talk about? And I'm like, sometimes there's not enough time to get in what you want to talk about. But that's it. It's or sad, or, oh, God, are y'all playing Ozzy again? You going to play some more Beasties? I mean, come on, man. Damn, Sex and Chocolate. I'm tired of hearing it.
I smell sex and chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, ask us about the, like, you know, the show or whatever. Like, don't ask about the music.
That's by Mercy's Campground, is it not?
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Like, I don't go to your place and say, hey, are you guys going to keep using the boar's head? I mean, come on, all the contamination issues.
What boar's are we head.
Hey, so, y'all got any robots over there making them cars yet, or what's going on?
See, like, when I'm in this position.
You pick up any hitchhikers lately? Truckers?
I feel like I got to ask questions to continue the conversation.
Otherwise, it seems like you're full of yourself, and you. I know.
Yes,
I know.
I asked somebody who I know works at Ingles one time, like, you know how many wafers go in the pudding for dessert?
Right.
What'd they say?
Like, I don't know. And at that point, they were getting annoyed. But I'm like, look.
Well, if they work in the bakery, they probably wouldn't know that.
Like, you started this conversation. I'm trying to find, like, some common ground right. to, like, you know, make you seem more interesting.
Ask them this.
Or whatever else
at any grocery store. Ask them, say, why do they bleach the floor of the butcher's area with pure bleach? Because that's a bit real appetizing when you're picking out a steak.
Oh, you can smell it, too.
Oh, man.
It's better than smelling rotting meat.
I don't know. I think I'd rather smell blood.
I had one person cut me off completely saying, oh, I don't want to talk about work. I'm like, okay.
Well, I know.
You asked me about mine. I can't ask you about yours, you dick.
They're doing what you're trying to do on you because they're like, oh, you've got some stuff here. They clearly don't listen because they'd say so. You think old Jeff's ever going to get married? You know, something like that.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. At 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
It's a big day today. Today is National Radio Day.
Oh, I already know this is going to be.
Why are you not excited about that?
Because you're going to have two people. You're going to have people that will be like, you know, I'm in radio right now. I've been doing it for so long. Here's a couple pictures. Then you'll have people that says, National Happy Radio Day. Man, I'm glad I got out when I got out.
That part.
It's like, ooh, I saw the writing on the wall. I left. Wait, no, you didn't.
No, you were forced to leave.
Yeah, you got blown out. You never would have left this job. Now you're an expert on how it runs. Everybody that comments on anything radio-wise on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Give that guy a shout out.
Anything Barrett Media ever posts, and everybody in the comments, whoa, man, got out in 2015. Glad it did. Woo. Dodged a bullet there. You sucked and you got fired.
Usually they don't get rid of moneymakers.
You worked for iHeart and they just, you know, just cut everybody.
You could be the most dastardly son of a gun, and if you make it on money, they don't care.
You worked for Cumulus, unfortunately, which I had a buddy that did, and they, you know. It's like, I'm tired of getting fired twice. I might do something else now.
So there was a study.
I'm going into newspapers after radio.
I'm going to work with Bojangles.
No, yeah, well, yeah, no. I'm gonna be a newspaper reporter. Yeah,
I'm gonna throw the papers for him.
He'll just nice. Wear a hat that says press on it.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna walk up and start mashing you in the head, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
So here's some fun facts for Radio Day. There was a study by Tinder in 2016 that found that radio personality was one of the sexiest jobs you can have.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Creepy cobbler's back. He'll mm-hmm. smell your shoes before you take them off.
So sweet.
That foot up here.
He's not asleep, Paige. He just took a hit mm-hmm. of your shoe.
Is
that a Montana Skecher?
No.
Is that a Jesus sandal?
Those thumbs.
Didn't wink at me 30 times a minute. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. All right. So 59% of women and 76% of men are listening when we say, don't touch that dial. Do we ever say that?
No. I mean, radio.
Don't turn it.
56% of women and 35% of the men sing along to the radio.
Oh, I do like when people, they'll call the show the station. Like, I listen to the Rise Guys station all the time, man. I love it.
It'd be nice.
Okay. It's the show, but whatever.
But I don't want to have to, like, do a show and then, like, do another show. Because next thing you know, we'd be on CW.
It would be all over the... Like, come on, man.
Well, 67% of these people in the study say they listen to the radio every day at some point. Thank you.
Maybe there were
whoever the 10 people responded to the survey.
Thank you.
They'll pay a dollar if you want to do a survey.
Yeah. And 71% of people listen to the radio in their car, which is probably, you know, very common.
Well, it's just easy for a lot of people. The good old boy going to work who's like, you know, the guy that called to say, look, the app drains my battery.
Yeah.
Like, I want to listen to in the car, you know, the truck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you just dial it up, and now the app does, you know, restart a lot. And not the best, but, you know.
But people, that's where you, I feel like, you know what? Like you ever, like maybe it's a TV show, back before DVRs, and you're like, God, they keep changing the day of the week. I never know when it's on. So I just said, screw it. I'm not going to watch it. I mean,
yeah.
People seek us out through the adversity and the hard technical issues.
Right. Yep.
Thank you every day.
Like, yeah. You know, if I miss it, I'll go back and get it. Like, you know, uncensored.
All right.
And thank you for listening to the podcast, people. We love you.
I like them both. I do like the live listener more because they can interact.
Yep.
With, you know, I appreciate both. I really do, but then the live interaction to me is that's what something we have over podcasters, being able to do live interaction. Other than, got a super chat for $20. Super chat wants to know what you had for dinner last night, fatty. I would love to answer questions for $20 per, but it's just not the right thing to do. And,
super chats.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to charge people to ask me questions. I'd be afraid no one would pay.
You know? But you got to have a connection.
Right. Yes. You know? Yeah.
A lot of people are piped in.
Right.
From other places.
Yeah.
There's no connection. That's why people that, you know, a lot of people in this industry can't figure that out. You got to have a good local connection.
Oh.
You kind of, yeah, you kind of sort of have to know what's going on around you and talk about things that affect people.
Yes.
And at some point you got to pay for, like, you just got to pay. You got to pay people to do jobs. That's like the theme of
you know what? Family's anti-slavery, guys.
It's like nobody wants to do it now. It's the theme of capitalism. Like, who can be like, how can we cut and cut so much that like three people in a company are making all the money? Then you're sacrificing, like, we just won't have a video or whatever. We'll just do away with the whole department and keep the money.
I know. I don't know. I mean, you see, that's every industry right now, though. Especially, like, you know,
across the board.
The job of typing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, that, like, if you could type so many words a minute, like, you would, you'd go work for a lawyer, you'd go work for
decoding.
Listen, drugs are bad, Paige. Don't do coding.
Drugs, man.
You just sit there and just type away. And now it's like, take a dictation. Oh, I'll just use my phone. Feel bad for typists.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get to the point where you got to get past consolidation because you're going to have so many people looking for jobs that you need to work. Like, the economy is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have, there's no market competition.
It already is.
You got no, like, I mean, look, this is my opinion. I think, you know, it's the administration that's, you know, consolidating everything. You know, it's like boom, boom, you know, and monopoly here, which some monopolies are quote unquote good monopolies that you learn about.
I used to wear the monocle.
And if the pictures that come out of AI are so good, like, you know, the ridiculous ones that I have that don't look like anybody. Well, how are you going to trust your business to that?
I mean, I don't know. That's why
inaccurate.
Big time businesses are getting busted all the time. School books are getting caught. You know, we had played that last week. WWE put on the screen for 2 weeks in a row Minnesota instead of Minnesota. Because it was their AI graphic.
Mm-hmm.
It literally is like Idiocracy, where people just start spelling words wrong, and then the people are not taught. So that, oh, that's the way to spell it. Just like the internet could scrub, you know, the monocle from Monopoly Man and tell you it never happened. I don't know.
Like, companies want to merge just to see if they can merge. Now, obviously, they can pass it and get deregulated as far as that goes.
Right.
Monopoly-wise, but...
But you got to admit, though, some of the stuff Trump did cut, a lot of those jobs, were bull crap. Like, I mean, they were like no-show jobs, bullcrap jobs.
Yeah, a lot of the trimming the fat, you know, when you first come in and they analyze, which was what needed to happen. Somebody had to look through all of the books and say, look.
Balance a budget. That's what they needed to do. But it needed to be balanced to where it helped the economy. Has it helped the economy? Reflect on that.
You just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because
I think you know what, I don't think anyone would disagree with you.
There's, why would they? Because if a lot of people are unemployed, what are they going to do?
Because it's so attractive to someone who's not going to go make $20+ an hour to not pay daycare to stay at home and get the financial aid. Why would they go work? They could be losing money sometimes if they have kids in daycare, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I seriously, like, why would you? If that's the expectations, I get it. I think we've propped up too much for some time.
You know, but
at the same
department.
Time, I don't want to take stuff from people who need it either. So it's kind of, it's tough to say.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, all these homeless people, what do? Literally, what do?
And are you satisfied with all the products that you buy online? I'm not. I send 98% back.
Mm-hmm.
You dick!
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.